You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to CropMetcalf.com online. You can join their team. You can do that today. All right, so we wanted to get into an article on ESPN.com from Bill Barnwell, NFL writer for them. He's got a superlative for the Washington Commanders in 2025. He said their superlative, most likely to eat an early dinner and go to sleep at a sensible time. Because he's calling the Commanders old.
Right.
Okay, because a lot of their key pieces, like Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Andrew Wiley on the offensive line, Fowler Jr., who departed, those guys are all over 30. And the ads during the offseason didn't really make them younger. When you look at guys like Debo Samuel coming in, he's 29.
I mean, he's 29.
Zacchaeus leaves.
He's not 39.
He's 27. Like Laramie Tunsil comes in. He's going to turn 31 in August.
Yeah, but he still could play it. He's still playing at the peak of his powers. I'm a little defensive about it. Mm-hmm. He's also equating it to kind of like what the Texans did, that while they did get to the playoffs, you know, they won a playoff game. They took kind of a step backwards in many people's eyes, and now he says part of that was the fact that they were older, other than C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
So he's making those comps. And a lot of the key contributors on this team that were older are all being brought back. But wouldn't you bring back Zach Ertz? I mean, he is old, but
yeah,
what
signed,
he did,
look, they bring him back. They signed him to another one-year deal for $8.5 or $9 million.
Yeah, but they also have a young tight end behind them that's
right, so
23,
and they
maybe
mentioned some of those younger guys like McCaffrey and Sinnott. They have to have bigger roles in 2025 than they did this past season.
I don't know. Maybe guys who were in their 30s, I would consider older for the NFL. But if you're 29 or 27, I mean, come on, you're not old. I mean, Debo's been in the league 6 years.
Right.
I don't think he can be in that article. That doesn't make any sense.
So Barnwell writes, there's a fine line between old and experienced, and a veteran roster didn't stop the Commanders from making it all the way to the NFC Championship game last season. As they look to go further in 2025, though, I'd consider what happened to the most similar team in roster construction to these Commanders, and that dovetails into the Houston Texans and their roster construction that I guess Barnwell feels is similar to what the Commanders have done.
Well, listen, there are guys, he points to some of the free agents they brought in. Jonathan Jones, you know, you assume he'll play some. He's 32. Will Harris is 29. He steps in for Jeremy Chinn, who's 27. So
I don't worry about this year. I worry, though, that they're going to have to really redo the roster in the coming years.
I just think it'd have to be gradual. But I think, I don't see Bobby Wagner playing another year. Like, this is it, right?
Probably. I mean, he still played well.
he was fine in a very limited area. And he was a great leader, and everyone loves him. But
big fumble recovery in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely made plays, but definitely limited, too.
I think Barnwell has a good point, though, because he's saying in the article that even though these players are accomplished and they are older, they necessarily aren't getting better. Like as a 28, 29, 30-year-old player, mm-hmm. you're not really ascending. You're not really adjusting. You're not really learning anything new. You kind of are what you are.
That's true.
And typically with a team like this, you would surround Jaden with younger players that would get better.
But
and
we
build
were so
with.
Bad and so talent bereft before that these guys were a lift, even though they were
right.
older.
And one of the guys that he points out in a separate article is Deebo Samuel, who was acquired from the 49ers. He leads with Samuel's the Yak God. He's ranked first, and second in ESPN's Yak score over the past four seasons.
That's incredible.
That is. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they say he looks thick, too. He doesn't look bad. They just say he just looks thick.
Now, here's the downside.
Well, that's his body. I mean, that's just the way he's built.
They said, despite all the yak, it hasn't led to spectacular seasons. His 1,405-yard campaign in 2021 was 3 years ago now, and it's the only time he topped 900 receiving yards in a single campaign since he's been in the league.
But that's not how they're built. That's not how the 49ers are built.
True. Now, this does raise my eyebrow. He had five plays of 50 or more yards that season, which is more than he had over the other seasons of his career combined. Even for a player with his talents, that sort of performance was unsustainable. So a lot of that big, gaudy number that he put up was from big chunk yardage that...
Who are you talking about, Deebo?
Deebo.
From a few years ago.
From 2021.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's expecting that. Nobody's expecting 2021 Deebo Samuel.
He's going to be a complimentary piece, but he is going to be a weapon.
Just like when Austin 100%. Eckler was here, nobody's expecting Austin Eckler, like, peak of his powers. He became a piece, a key contributor.
He closes with, Samuel will create a few big plays out of nothing and run through a few defenders. He's going to drop a few more passes than you would like and miss a couple of games each season, but that's perfectly reasonable for a wide receiver, too. He'll do well with the high quantity of screens and RPOs the Commanders ran last season, but don't expect his production to reach the 2021 heights.
It's probably fair.
I don't think anybody does.
Right.
Here's an article from CBS Sports. It's all speculative, but this guy writes, how he looks, talking about Samuel, and Kingsbury's attack will be intriguing to watch. There was a prevailing sentiment that 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan was uniquely positioned to maximize Samuel's unique talents for many years. So how will Kingsbury handle it?
I think Kingsbury has proven to be pretty adept at finding roles for guys.
I mean, he's not stupid.
Yeah, I think Kingsbury
knows how to use him.
He seems like he's a pretty bright offensive coordinator, right? Don't we all think that he's pretty bright?
Of course.
For what he's done, the way he's generated offense pretty much every time he's given an
opportunity. And that as long as the offense is humming again this season, this is probably his last year in Washington.
I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that it's fair to say they're an older team. Absolutely.
They're the eighth oldest team based on average age.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. They're an older team. And that might not bode well for like 2-3 years down the road. But I think in the immediate future, I think they should be okay. You're just going to have to hope that they can... keep drafting well.
He's going to try to
supplement with younger players.
He's going to try to wring out the best year or two of some of these older players and hope it coincides with even better play from Jaden Daniels.
Hopefully they didn't smash into a wall. Because they kind of did that last year with Ertz and Wagner in particular.
Right.
You thought those guys smashed into a wall?
I said hopefully they won't smash into a wall this year. When he's talking about wringing out all the talent and time they have left. I don't think any of us expected Ertz to be healthy.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't expect
nobody
to.
I kind of question that this year.
That if he could stay healthy?
Yeah, I'm just based on the last 3 or 4 years, I can't imagine he does back-to-back years and doesn't miss any time.
It'd be hard-pressed to duplicate the numbers that he did last year. I agree.
800-636-1067 is the number. Are you concerned about the aging of this Commanders roster? They're not a bunch of spring chickens. Right. Relatively older team heading into this 2025 season.
I guess you could build your team one of two ways, right? You just go all young guys and grind it out. And then just maybe waste the first couple of years of Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Or you supplement with these 1 and 2 year guys and then try to, you know, eventually, you know, pack the roster with younger players.
It's clearly an aggressive move by the front office to load up on a lot of veterans and try to make a run in the next year or two.
Because if they went with all younger guys and just eliminated these vets, they would not be as good a football team.
Right.
Now, they might be built for the long term better, for the long run, but they're kind of trying to thread that needle perfectly, kind of the way the Caps have done.
Yeah.
In the last year or two.
Yeah.
We're still having an aging roster, but then blending in young guys and still being super duper competitive. I think I'm okay with it.
Obviously, yep. Their superstar, the Caps, is older than toward the end.
Right.
The Commanders is right. Young.
Also, the
24,
way
25.
The way you stay young is by drafting,
yep. Right?
And having many draft picks. Now they didn't have a lot this past year, but those guys have to stay on the roster. Those guys got to become vital players.
Yeah, your margin for error down the road is becoming more
down the road in the years ahead.
Yes, it's becoming more slim.
Down the road, they have to supplement with younger players.
Like Adam Peters, like he can't afford to have any kind of whiffs.
Right.
If he's going this route, he has to be supremely confident he can draft well for years 3, 4, and 5.
Like Connerly and Amos better work out.
Yes.
Like especially those top two picks.
And it's going to become harder because not only do you have to hit on your first rounder, but you also need to find starters in the second, third, mm-hmm. fourth, fifth rounds in the draft moving forward.
Haven't the Rams done this? It's not impossible. The Rams just like wiped out all their veterans at one point because they had salary issues. And then they just drafted a bunch of young guys and they're good again. Mostly because they got Matt Stafford under center and they have a really good head coach.
Right.
So I think the theory would be, all right, maybe some of these old guys will age out. We'll have to move on. We'll have to replenish with young guys. But as long as we've got Jaden Daniels under center, healthy, and we got a coach that we believe in, should be okay.
That's exactly right. One of the best points you've ever made. Just very common sense.
But if the Rams didn't draft Puka in the fifth round and find a gem, you know what I mean? It's easier to do that. Or it's easier to be relevant when you're able to find a gem in the fifth round. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that's a lot harder.
But isn't that one of one of this group's strengths so far has been the way they've been drafting. They've been supplementing with older players, but their drafts have also been pretty good.
Look, Puka's great, but I think the big thing that they did with the draft is on defense. So they were able to get Jared Verse, and mm-hmm. they got good players on defense, maybe not all huge names or whatever. They were able to lift that team back up into contention.
Dude, I heard Keim raving about Trey Amos in the listen, it's mini camp or whatever, OTAs, you know, you can only mm-hmm. glean so much. But one thing you can kind of glean is how corners and receivers are doing. And Amos apparently looks the part. Very smooth.
Well, yeah, when you pick a guy 61 overall, you expect that guy to develop into a starter, well, probably as a rookie. Or
most people had going in the first round.
Right.
It helps if you draft Cam Akers in the second round.
Sure.
Like you can't afford to mm-hmm. to take a running back that's a whip.
That's true. You definitely have less margin for error because you need immediate help in the years coming. That's true.
But that's what's coming down the line. And are you willing to
It's either that or just not sign these old guys and just have young guys and suck. I'd rather squeeze out the last 2 years of Zach Ertz.
Yep, and make playoff runs.
And make a run with my star quarterback.
The problem is...
look, if Ben Sinnott can beat him out, then Ben Sinnott plays.
Yeah. Right. He's not going to beat him out.
No, at least not.
But if Ertz gets banged up in week 5 and Sinnott has to play for a month...
Can he do it?
Right.
As
a second rounder in the second year, you would hope so.
Yep.
I mean, would you rather have Debo... or grind out and cross your fingers that Luke McCaffrey will develop. I'd rather just go for it with Debo.
Year to year, just for this year, obviously Debo.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Are you worried about this aging Commanders roster as it heads into 2025? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Junkies Poll du Jour is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering or golf outing, Mike Marr, if you're listening. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation. For easy sipping, find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores and grocery stores, too. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Here's the poll. Are you concerned about the Commanders being one of the oldest teams in the NFL? Only 32% at this point.
Say yes.
Yes.
I know.
67% are on the no side. So you can vote on that at Junks Radio on Twitter. We're also taking your phone calls on that topic right now at 800-636-1067. Are you concerned with a bunch of gray beards being on the roster here for the Commanders?
I wouldn't be overly concerned about this year. You know what I'd be more concerned about if I'm following the Commanders? I'd be more concerned about whether Brian Robinson can have a good year. Cliff Kingsbury spoke about the importance that Brian Robinson knows this is an important year for him.
Yeah.
I'd be more concerned about stopping the run where they finish the bottom of the league last year.
I need Kinlaw to be as good at stopping the run as he is at being kind of like surly when he has a mic in his face. Like, if you're that good at stopping the run, please help that transfer over to your play on the field, because he's getting paid a lot of money. I believe he got a $45 million deal with a lot of money up front. So that guy needs to come in and perform, especially with no John Allen in the middle of the line anymore. I think that's a concern.
I think the answer is short term, not concerned. Long term is definitely an issue. You have to keep an eye on, and they have to supplement correctly. You know, there isn't a lot of margin for error.
And then when Jaden gets his big fat contract, they'll probably have to cut some guys.
And there'll be even more.
Cross that bridge when you come to it.
Right.
A lot of teams have figured it out.
But for right now, am I concerned? I mean, I guess I would rather have one of these young studs that were just drafted at tight end than Zach Ertz.
We'd rather have a situation like Oklahoma.
Yeah, Ben Sinnott is supposed to be that guy.
When you draft someone in the second round, you're expecting them to be a starter. What do you think? Year two?
I would think so.
Yes.
But they just did not expect that they had what they had in Ertz. So Ertz shocked them.
That's fine.
Ertz shocked them, I think, more than Sinnott disappointed them.
I can't live with another single-digit receiving season from Ben Sinnott.
Yeah.
If he has 8 catches in 2025 after having 5 as a rookie, like, there has to be a big jump there.
What if Bates has more catches than Sinnott this year?
Then I will publicly advocate for Cliff Kingsbury to like quit his job. I mean, there's no... We shouldn't live in a world where John Bates catches more balls than Ben Sinnott, in my opinion. That's from a very armchair offensive coordinator standpoint.
I will say that the free agent that they did sign, the majority of them are in their 30s.
They're older guys.
Yeah.
But I don't consider 27 old.
And no. That's who?
That's prime.
That's who's Kinlaw, and that's...
No, Kinlaw's fine.
Who else was that? There was another one that was 27.
Well, they lost.
Not sure.
Oz. Wasn't Oz around 27?
Oz left.
That's what I'm saying. They lost Oz.
Yeah.
We're still going to call him Oz.
But I'm just saying,
after the whole thing, that he's OZ.
27-year-olds, I'm not considered old. Even 29, 29 is not old. No. All right. When you're 31, 32, all right, that's getting older.
But I would consider Debo an old 29.
Just because
of
the injuries?
Just he takes a lot of hits and he gets injured.
Because that's just his style.
He's going to surprise you this year. He's going to
play. I hope he does.
He's going to be money.
He's a tank.
He's going to be money.
We need to consummate a Debo bet across the board.
And you're going to be on the low side. You're going to be on the low side of it.
I think I might be.
All right, games played.
I'm a little bearish on Debo. You're bullish.
I mean, games played. I got to have games played.
But again, mine is recency bias because he was not very good last year.
I can see why there are questions.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Are you concerned about the age of this roster? I think if you looked at it statistically, I think Valdez said they're the eighth oldest team. I mean, and definitely some of their key contributors are older guys. I mean, how old is Terry? 29? I mean, definitely.
29, I believe.
Yeah.
Either 28 or 29. He's one of those two.
I mean, there's no getting around it. It's an older team. No doubt about it.
I mean, Bill Barnwell, who wrote this article, his superlative is the Commanders are most likely to eat an early dinner and go to sleep at a sensible time. He's basically calling them old.
Yeah.
I know all about
that. I certainly agree with eat an early dinner. Right. I've not been great about going to bed at a sensible time.
All right, let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Is this team too old? Gary.
Good morning. Good morning, Junkies. This is a classic case of a guy having too much time on his hands, okay, to write this article. No, it's not a big deal for 2025, okay? You go out and you get the players. If we're not talking about guys that are 34 or 35 years old. We're talking about guys who are around the 30 mark, a questionable talent in my opinion. I don't know that these guys are supremely talented. That's my concern, but not the age thing. I mean, now, beyond 2025, I think the Commanders' best shot at winning the Super Bowl is this year. Because after this year, if they don't win the Super Bowl, as you guys have touched on, they are going to end up having salary cap issues. They don't have a lot of – once they sign Terry, I think they're going to be less than $20 million in salary cap going into next year, and they're going to have quite a few free agents. So they're going to have to find a way – to rebuild the roster or to supplement the roster with very little cap space. They're not going to have $90 million next year, and they don't have the draft capital because they traded away a lot of those draft picks. So I think this year is the year that they have to win the Super Bowl. After this year, I think their odds drop dramatically because I don't think they have in the talent acquisition field, I don't think they have a lot to work with.
So, that's a pessimistic outlook.
Year, as long as Jaden's a top 5 or 6 quarterback, I think they're always going to have a Super Bowl sweat.
The quarterback is by far the most important thing. Remember last year, people thought the Bills were going to drop off?
Right.
Because the Bills had to make salary choices and dump players. I don't remember who the particular players were at the time, but the narrative was the Bills are going to take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen was still there.
That's why people are talking about the comp with the Houston Texans. Okay, they had those people were saying the same things about C.J. Stroud last year.
They won the division last year,
but they didn't win the Super Bowl. My point is, I think that if you look at Houston and you look at everybody else, okay, what their salary cap situation is and their trade, their draft capital, they've kind of boxed themselves into a corner here. If you look after next year, this year coming up, next year, they don't have cap space.
Well, they're going to make a couple cuts.
They can figure that out.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call.
They can always use that magic pencil.
They can figure that out.
And restructure a few guys, make some cuts.
They can, but then you run the risk of being like in salary cap hell like the Saints. Like you don't want to get into that spot. Like, I understand kicking the can down the road and redoing deals.
If Charlie was of the mindset, Charlie Casterly, he's been a mentor to us.
Yeah.
He was of the mindset, you can outrun the cap over time.
If you're able to keep the quarterback, okay, your team usually has to cut people and make moves. Do you think the Chiefs really wanted to move on from Tyreek Hill? I'm sure they would have loved to have kept Tyreek Hill.
Right.
They survived.
Right.
They won Super Bowls. They lost Super Bowls, but they continue to win.
Let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up? 800-636-1067. Is this team, as Bill Barnwell suggests, too old?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man, there, Reggie?
Listen, as long as you got number five, I don't care who's on the roster. That's idiotic to say. Okay, am I concerned about the roster? No. If you look at a couple of least key pieces on the offensive line, I think Lurch just mentioned 27 is not old. I think Beata's 27. Coleman is young. Freaking Conley, 21. Like, come on now. Now, again, I get the Ben Sennett. I think, honestly, if you look at the draft, you're probably going to have a hit rate of maybe 50-50, 55. So we're going to have some misses. But, again, you look at last year, Sandersfield was a hit. Our quarterback, as long as you have number five on this roster, it doesn't matter the pieces. Look at what he did with the lack of weapons last year. He had except for Terry, look at what he did. So I'm not concerned about the roster, especially where we started from. It's not like he had a whole, cupboard full of, essentials to start off with.
He had to
cut this thing and build it from the ground.
When they asked Adam Peters on that opening presser to kind of evaluate the roster, and he was like speechless for like 10 seconds.
Well, yeah,
he had nothing good to say.
He had to gather himself.
He had nothing good to say.
He cut Forbes. He cut Davis. He got rid of Allen again. And I think everybody would keep talking about the roster and some of the players that we acquired. We couldn't stop the run. If you get Trey Hendricks, okay, man, I would love to get Trey Hendricks. Okay, if it's 3rd and 2, where's Trey Hendricks at? We couldn't stop the run. So these big bodies, and I'm going to trust DQ, and I'm going to trust Joe Witt to be able to scheme up blitzes. But we needed some big bodies. The reason why freaking Saquon took the first carry for a touchdown was freaking Fowler. So I'm fine with the roster. I think, again, Adam is doing a great job. It's just going to take a little bit of time. But I think JP mentioned, as long as you got number five and a competent coordinator, my last point is, DQ said he learned a lot when he lost Shanahan in Atlanta. He, like, his backup plan kind of, it failed him. So I think, again, he already has the coordinator in the wings. So when Cliff does decide to take a job, we don't lose that momentum and continuity on the offensive end. So as long as that is in place for Jaden, we are always going to be fine.
Yeah, they're well aware. Thanks, Reggie. They're well aware that Cliff is most likely gone after next season, and they're going to have the succession plan ready to go.
Reggie just contradicted himself. I don't understand.
I don't understand it.
He's telling me it's all about Jaden. It's all about the quarterback. That's all you need to stir the drink. And then he blamed the stopping the run. Again, right?
Well, didn't he say as long as you have Jaden, you have a chance? Isn't that what he said?
Of course, if you have a good quarterback, you always have a chance. Mm-hmm. But did the Eagles have the best quarterback in the NFL last year when they won the Super Bowl?
No.
Hell, Cake said Jaden Daniels was better than Patrick Mahomes. Was Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback in the AFC last year?
Still sticking by it.
These teams are built better. And when you have a team that's built better, you have a better shot at going to the Super Bowl than teams that just have a prayer shot for a quarterback. It's like, would you rather have a free throw or a half-court shot to try and make it? A team that's better constructed has a better percentage chance.
Do you have a problem with the construction of this team, knowing what they inherited?
Yes. Yes.
So what would you have done?
Your issue is too many veterans?
Well, they need to overhaul the defense.
Right.
The defense was the main issue plaguing the team after the season.
They think that they did. They think adding Kinlaw They think that Lattimore will be a significant impact player. I personally don't, but they think so. They know more than me.
And I'm not
they
putting
think they
my
added
hopes.
Amos.
I'm not putting help. All my hopes on a quarterback that hasn't seen a snap in the NFL, who had an injury, had a red flag for injury, who dropped to the second round as my savior on defense.
They say he looks pretty good. But he doesn't look injured. He passed
guys. Well, I'm just saying that's a lottery ticket to try.
They just wanted to
try and plug,
not a savior. Like
Amos?
Amos. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
everyone's talking like he's going to shut down Devontae Smith.
I don't know if he'll shut anybody down.
He hasn't played a snap. The team is not as well constructed as everyone thinks. Everyone saw that they had issues on defense, and.
Do you not think that they're going to be better defensively?
No, I don't. I think.
Oh, you think they're going to stand still?
I think if you're going to win games, it's going to be like the Bengals last year, where you're going to have to just outscore everybody.
I think we'll be some better defensively.
I think Kinlaw has to be like a game wrecker.
Yeah,
like
he's got to
be
huge.
Like he's got a flash. Well,
he
from
does.
Day
also,
one.
Who's the other kid? The other tackle that's young, Newton.
Newton.
Johnny Newton.
He
yep.
needs to step up.
Sure.
Yeah, but they don't have Jonathan Allen anymore.
Well, that's just going to give them more time to shine.
Well,
I
you
think.
Just got to hope that Kinlaw becomes yeah. Jonathan Allen yeah. in his prime.
We saw what a well constructed team has more of a shot than just saying, hey, we got a stud quarterback. You know, there's some things that we can neglect because we have a stud quarterback.
I don't think that they want to. I think that they inherited a roster that was garbage. There's a garbage roster.
That's what they inherited.
On the whole. Other
so it's
than Terry.
It's going to take more than a year and a half or 2 years.
They had garbage. And they had to band-aid it together.
Think about how extremely fortunate and lucky they were last year to win a handful of those games.
For sure.
And that's because they inherited a horrible roster. I mean, this roster, I think, would have beaten those teams handily.
Part of Ron's lasting legacy here in D.C. Leaving the talent cupboard completely bare.
His drafts were, on the whole, putrid.
Awful.
His free agency that he brought in, by and large, putrid. It'd be terrible.
Feel bad for that Cal football program.
I just don't know. I don't know how you would have done it a different way. You know? I don't know what they could have done differently.
You maybe just don't commit to bringing in veterans, and you just bring in only young guys. So you would have not brought in Bobby Wagner. You would have not brought in Zach Ertz.
Right.
And you were just committed to, hey, we're going to just bring in guys 25 and under, and hopefully they're going to be good.
We're going to go like the wizard drought. We're just going to learn to take 5 years to get there, waste 5 years of Jaden's career.
Right. Instead, and Quinn said it from his opening press conference. He said he wasn't rebuilding. He said recalibrate. And I know sometimes, I mean, we had Rizzo come on the show, and he said reboot, not re.
Now he says rebuild.
Yes, now he says rebuild.
Turns out DQ was right.
But they recalibrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did it on the fly, and they almost made it to the Super Bowl in year one of Jaden Daniels.
I think long term, it's not a super sustainable model, but I think in the short term, I think it's fine.
Don't forget, coming up at 9:25, we'll talk NBA with John Mettler from covers.com. Give us some gambling angles and break down the NBA finals with him at 9:25 here.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're on the fan. It was in the news yesterday. Volcano tourism.
I know. Oh.
Did you see Mount Etna in Italy erupted yesterday?
That looked like there were 50 to 100 tourists.
People fleeing, running in all different directions.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Do you understand? 1.5 million people per year visit Mount Etna in Italy.
And the thing blew up. What are the odds?
It's an active volcano.
I know, but you never see videos like that. I mean, I would assume that, I mean, the people that are allowing these tourists up there, you can't let them that close.
I watched the first half of a Netflix doc on a volcano that erupted where people were injured and or killed. I can't remember exactly where it was. It was harrowing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people were describing like the heat and the intensity of the volcano eruption. Just don't go near act. Like if it's a dormant volcano and it hasn't spewed anything in 500 years, have at it. We stayed like 3 miles away from a dormant volcano in Costa Rica. Dormant. Hasn't blown up in years. I don't even know if it has the ability to do that. What are people expecting when you go to an active volcano? It's going to erupt. There's going to be a big ash cloud. Potentially lava.
Yeah, but it doesn't erupt every day.
I understand
that. I mean, clearly there have to have been hundreds, if not thousands of tourists that go see this volcano every year.
Millions,
right?
A million and a half people per year,
right. And it doesn't explode every day. I mean, this is the first we've seen it. It was just—it's bad luck.
Even if it's dormant, what's the big deal of looking at a volcano? You just look down.
I mean, it's just
what
like
are you looking at?
It's just like looking at a mountain. I mean, it's just—it's
not as scenic.
It is crazy though. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah,
not nuts. It looks like
they
bombs.
Don't look that concerned. By the way,
I mean, some people are running up towards it to take pictures.
Right. Yeah,
I
mean,
man, but people are so dumb.
Please stay.
Well, I don't see lava.
I don't see any lava.
No, there's definitely lava up there somewhere, but it's probably very high up.
I look for the orange lava. Yeah, that would freak me out if it's coming at me
straight
fast.
Straight out of like a cartoon. If there's a lava flow, you better get out.
I mean,
and dodge.
You're probably not familiar with it because your kids are older, but I'm a big fan with my kid of The Floor is Lava. It's a game show.
Oh, I don't know anything about that, but it sounds terrifying. It says Mount Etna is one of the world's most active volcanoes, though there hasn't been an eruption of this magnitude since 2014.
Okay, so it's been 11 years.
That's not that long ago. That's 11 years.
All right, but
years.
If someone told you, yeah, it hasn't erupted in 11 years, and you really want to go see it, you're going to go, okay.
I'd say it's due. It's overdue.
But it's not
the overdue theory.
It's not like Pompeii. That one would be due.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people that killed. Killed a lot.
But it is crazy. Look at that. That's nuts.
What happens if you're going to mock me, but I'm just what happens if lava
Vesuvius, okay.
What happens if lava touches your foot? It just melts it?
Yeah, we burn it right
like immediately.
Off.
Yeah. I mean, it disintegrates.
Your skin would just disintegrate.
Isn't it hotter than fire?
It's like what would happen if you touch the surface of the sun, basically. I think.
It's
relative, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, your sunscreen will help.
Yeah.
SPF a million.
Yeah.
Whatever we're bringing to 1757. I mean, today.
Lava is between 700 to 1200 degrees Celsius, which is 1300 to 2200 degrees Fahrenheit.
What, by the way, what is the temperature where you could boil water? Do you know?
No clue.
Is that a common thing you should know,
but I don't know.
I was having an argument.
100 degrees Celsius. I know that.
Well, what is that Fahrenheit? We're a Fahrenheit people, right?
It's probably close to 300.
That was like
300.
Yesterday, I saw a clip of a car on the Autobahn in Germany, but it was listed in kilometers. 414 kilometers per hour. So I had to Google it. That's 257 miles per hour.
100 degrees Celsius or 212 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Okay. So we had this argument. Tom is adamant, but I know he's wrong, that the sauna at Norbeck is not 215 degrees. When I'm telling him, it's between 210 and 215 degrees.
Is that the standard?
Yes. It's always that way.
Okay.
If it's on, it's always... He goes, that's the temperature you boil water. How could it be? But if you look up saunas, they could be anywhere from 160 to 210 degrees. Literally having this argument, says I'm wrong.
Which argument is dumber? That one or the one about the number of years?
Drabby and JT are having an argument every commercial break about
every
the number
commercial
of,
break, I haven't left.
No, I know, but listen, I know.
They're both equally dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the argument?
Between Drabby and JP, they're arguing about whether or not the show's been around or it's okay to say it's been 31 years.
Every break.
Or 30 years. Drabby is saying if you start in 95, that's like, he's basically saying that's like year one. Right? So if you want to say...
You guys told me you started in 1995 doing a show.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to...
Okay, that's cable access.
I'm not getting into the minutiae of it.
Right?
You guys told me... The show started in 95. That's what Northern Virginia Magazine's reporting.
So you count it. You count
and
that year.
I counted 95, 96, 97, all the way up to 2025, and that equals 31.
If you do count.
No. So I don't think.
Yeah, but that's not how you do it, because that's your year one. We're starting year 30 or whatever.
Okay, well, you're on your 31st year.
Not yet, because we haven't hit the anniversary of
Well, they don't know. You didn't tell them your anniversary.
Sure did. But that's okay. It's no big deal.
JP's furious that his
How
precious...
am I furious? Look at my emotions.
What do you mean? You've said like three words today on the show. What do you mean? When you're stewing, you don't talk.
I don't know. I'm not stewing at all.
I think he's debating with you, but I don't think he's stewing.
He brought up the devil in the Ozarks. What do you want me to say?
He's just being a stickler. You're being a stickler over here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
he's such a stickler.
But I thought that he was just basing it on the radio career, which started in 96. So that would be 30 years, not 31.
I think it would be 29.
Yeah, it'd be 29.
Well, I know, but if you base it on what Matt is saying, it would be 30.
Like right. we haven't completed 29 full years yet. So how could it be 30?
These guys would celebrate an anniversary. If they're married for one year, they would celebrate their second anniversary.
Because we have been doing it actively in 30 different years.
Yes.
Okay, but like, for example, I was born. I was married.
It's just a matter of how you view it.
Right. Hold on. I was married July 6, 1996. So in a month, I'm going to have my 29th anniversary, not my 30th.
Right.
Full year, basically, on 12 months.
These guys were counted as 30.
You'd say, should I have my 30th anniversary?
Because they would say, you were married in 96, 97, 98.
Yeah, I'm having my 29th anniversary on July 6, 2025. Wouldn't you say it was my 29th anniversary?
I don't know. I know on October 21st, my twins will be on their 6th year. And they'll just be turning 5.
But you're going to celebrate which birthday?
Yeah, but you're going to celebrate them being their 5th birthday. Yeah.
This is the cakes fuzzy math when it's Thursday and he goes 3 days until Saturday.
I'm technically correct because you have to count the day that you're in. I mean, you just do. It's science.
Hey, let me ask you, what day did Jesus rise on? On the what day?
I think the third day.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Hey, thank you. It's biblical.
Mm-hmm.
Proven over the years.
Well, there's no way you could say I'm having my 30th anniversary in a
no.
month. There's just no way.
But if you, but
wait,
if you
what
wanna...
year were you born? Or what year were you having your anniversary?
I was born in, I'll be turning 43 next month.
Right.
On August 1st, I'll be on my 44th year.
Yeah, but you're not going to tell anyone you're 44. You're going to tell everyone you're 43.
He might. Know, but those, he's the one who's being stubborn. He's the one who's
you are being.
He's
the one
who's got
stubborn.
The emotions.
What do kids say? I'm four and a half.
All right, you're four in one day. You're 43
hey, Drav,
in one day.
Always stay in this position. I'm with you. I'm in the bunker with you. Okay,
saying, it's
we're
not,
fighting together.
They, read what it, exactly what it says. If it says they've been on the air for a full 31
right, what
years,
are, what is it? Read the sentence again for people.
In by the way, magazine, Drav, you said that. They unlocked the guy that
unlocked
does
it online.
Northern Virginia Magazine. I don't know if he's the editor or the
yeah.
publisher.
Yeah.
Unlocked the access so you can go to it online.
Can they make it a link so we can, or I could do that myself? It's easy. Whoops.
Oh, this says next year. This is all right. The article says next year marks the 20th anniversary for WJFKFM's Morning Quartet.
For mornings.
Known as the Sports Junkies, and 31 years since the group before friends started working together in radio.
Well, then they're
that's
he's with you.
Inaccurate.
That 31 years is that's wrong.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. They say says next year. He said the word next year. Did he say that?
It still won't be 31 years next year.
My brain's gonna explode. Say it again. Read the sentence again.
Next year,
your brain's
marks the 20th anniversary for WJFK FM's Morning Quartet, known as the Sports Junkies.
For mornings. That's
I think
fair.
Maybe something's happened to your brain.
For mornings.
I mean, sure. And 31 years since the group before friends started working together in radio.
I think that's supposed to be 30.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
But if next year marks it.
Next
well, I
year,
guess next year.
Next year would be our.
It is complicated.
It's not actually complicated.
Maybe
right,
EB, right,
EB, EB,
right.
Structure. EB.
Because happy, they're saying next year.
Happy,
next year is 96.
Happy 30th anniversary.
No, but he's saying next year will be our 31st. Well, halfway through it will be. Halfway through it will be.
Hey, are we playing at 1757 or 1756?
Or 8.
I don't even remember at this point. All right, coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.